I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. With help from the state, Metrolink will buy more electric buses. Yesterday, the governor and Illinois DOT announced grants for downstate transit providers totaling more than $113 million. Manager of Administration Jennifer Hirsch says Metrolink will receive $6 million and buy 6 new electric buses. Currently, the agency has 17 electric buses, or about one-third of its fleet. The rest run on compressed natural gas.
Well, it's all about clean burning fuel and making sure our community is moving in the right path towards sustainability. And this is just one way we can do our part in creating that sustainable transit system.
She says Metrolink bought its first CNG-powered bus in 2002, and in 2018 was one of the first transit agencies in the Midwest to buy an electric bus. Every day, 5,000 to 6,000 people ride Metrolink buses in the Illinois Quad Cities. A newly elected state representative from Davenport is strongly opposed to the state's new Students First Act. Democrat Ken Croken says the new voucher law will siphon money from public schools to private schools.
The bill is going to cost easily $350 million on top of the already $1 million that is being paid every year to operate private schools in Iowa. And I don't think our public schools can take much more underfunding.
Croken also says not all students will be able to take advantage of school vouchers. That's because a private school may not be located near their homes, and some families can't afford to spend extra on transportation. Iowa Representative Gary Moore, a Republican from Bettendorf, crossed party lines with 8 others to vote against the bill, but other local GOP legislators voted for it. Rock Island has hired someone to help it work with refugees and immigrants who've recently settled in the city. On Monday night, the city council approved a contract with a cultural liaison. Herb Trix has more.
Director of Community and Economic Development Miles Brainerd says at first city staff hired Nyanga Bere Prosper to act as a translator, but then figured out they also needed someone to help them understand cultural differences.
It wasn't enough that we just had something taken from Kirundi and put into English or from English into Kirundi. We needed to know the cultural backgrounds of the people who were speaking that language and how they saw certain issues or questions based on their cultural background.
He calls Prosper a trusted intermediary who helps both groups understand each other. The contract with Prosper runs for 6 months, and Brainerd hopes Rock Island can find more cultural liaisons like him. Recently, refugees from Afghanistan have started settling in the city. I'm Herb Trix.
You're listening to WVIK.